Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. It is Monday morning, and I'm so grateful to be here. I wanted to chat about hope this week and what hope has done for me in my life. I always love to share testimony and just my experiences. For me, it's truth, it's real, and it's what I have found in my experiences when I go through, trials and tribulations and even happy times. I love hearing about others' experiences, and I can relate to what I'm going through to others. So if someone's going through a tough time or a trial, and how they handled it. For me, I can take bits and pieces of what they did and apply it to what I'm going through and have me work through it. So it's experience, right? So I love sharing with all of you what I go through. And you can take that information and then build it into your experiences, into every day. So I'm going to dive right in because I always run out of time. This hour goes so quickly for me. I hope it goes quickly for you. But I want to dive right in and start talking about hope and what it is. I want to approach it from two ways today. I want to approach it from a biblical perspective and also from, real life. Some of you know, a lot of you who listen don't know, but slowly, as you can see, I've been bringing into the show more Bible references, more discussions about God, and slowly but surely, we're going to be moving to a show where we talk, where we focus on God for the whole show. Just recently, I've been pursuing my bachelor's in ministry for a while now, and just recently finished that up and became an ordained minister. And for me, just finally listening to a calling that I've had since I was a little girl. I mean, I've had this calling for a long time, and I've always pushed it to the side and pushed it away. And so now what's tying together so well, it is my discussion on hope and where this has played a role in my life in really changing, the whole trajectory of my life and going forward. It's sort of been a reinvention. I mean, I'm 48. I started this a few years ago. So, starting this at an older age was scary, exhilarating, all at the same time. And hope played a big role in completing my degree and turning this into what's going to be the future. We're planning a massive media ministry, something that's going to go national. We're completing programs. We're preparing programs that are going to be out nationally and even to the world, will be available to the world, programs that are that you can use to strengthen your relationship with Christ, to build a relationship with Christ. And this is all very everyday stuff. I love when it's I call it everyday God living. I love when it's about every day because, right, we have to go through this life and it gets busy, it gets crazy. We get things thrown at us. We have goals. So we're navigating our days. And sometimes days slip away. You know, life goes fast, time goes fast. And so my calling and what I've wanted to do is to bring this to the world in a very easy to understand way, an easy way for you to build your relationship with God and strengthen it and just have your own personal experience, your own testimony. So sort of like what I share with you here today has been all about, you know, my journey and my experience and what God has done for me and through me. So let me dive into hope. And I want to talk first about the definition of hope, the understanding of hope. I love both the noun version and the verb version. The noun version is it's a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. And along with that, it's a feeling of trust. So it's trusting, right? It's confidence in that is going to happen. And the verb side of it is wanting something to happen, or really is the case, right? It's happened. It's whatever you desired has come to pass. And so what's interesting is that in our conversations today, and let's talk about everyday conversations, a lot of doubt has creeped in with the word hope. And so, for example, I hope I'm not late tomorrow. I hope it doesn't rain for my party. I hope I get that job. But there's an undertone of doubt. And what's interesting is if I look at hope from a biblical perspective, there's no doubt whatsoever. So let's look at it from Old Testament and New Testament. So in Old Testament, hope translates, that word translates to the meaning of confidence, to the meaning of security, to being without care. And therefore, the concept of doubt is not part of the word. And we see the same thing in most instances in the New Testament. The word hope, again, is translated in a way that there's no doubt attached. So from what I love about seeing that meaning behind the word hope is that hope is a confident expectation or a confident assurance based on a strong foundation for which we wait for the joy of what we desire in full confidence. So it's in full, it's just, there's no, it's funny. When I was writing this and thinking about hope in my life, what came to my mind was there's no doubt about it. So really there's no, you know, hope for me in the way that I've applied it to my life is it's a sure thing. And I'll take you through some real life examples and methods, right? I call them like everyday actions that I do to build that hope. It's like a muscle, right? I strengthen it. I use it to strengthen it. But there's no doubt. It's a sure thing that what I'm hoping for is going to happen. So, a biblical hope, in a way, is a reality, not so much a feeling. So biblical hope carries no doubt, right? It's a foundation. It's an understanding. It's a belief that upon which we base our lives on. And that belief is that God keeps his promises. So, you know, what jumped out for me about that was when he talks about in Jeremiah 29:11 that he gives us hope, right? That's what he gives us. He gives us plans to prosper. He gives us a future. This is not about harming us. This is about prospering and having hope. So that's a promise. And with that comes surety. And what's happened with me in the past, and I'll just bring this up. I won't go into detail because it's a big topic, and really we'll talk about it for another show. But when things happen that we believe we haven't hoped for, right? Then we doubt, and that's where doubt starts to creep in. So, but to walk around and have that surety and have the confidence that what you're desiring, you will get, is just, it's a wonderful grounded feeling. It gives me strength. It gives me confidence. It gives me hope, right? And I can give you the other side of that, where I can remember what's the opposite of hope. For me, it's despair. It's hopelessness. And so there's a lot of confusion in my brain. I had no confidence. I was low on my self-esteem. I was down. I was sad. I was hopeless. And it's a tough situation to be in. It's very, it was dark for me. It was very dark. So I know the difference. I can feel the difference. And it's that hope to rest in that confidence, to rest in that surety, right? That starts to build up. That starts to build up that muscle. That starts to build up what then also leads into faith. So later in the show, I want to talk about the things that I do to build up that hope, but also doing these everyday actions brought me from hopelessness back to that feeling of hope. So we're going to take a short break, because when we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about hope and then dive into the actions that we can do. So get your pen and paper ready, and you're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. It's been said that whatever you believe, you are. When you take charge with your positive thoughts and beliefs, you are the creator of your perceptions. You have the power to shift your reality. When you begin to shift your beliefs, the universe will dream a bigger dream for you than you ever imagined. Believe in your dreams, and every part of your world can open up in new and glorious ways, because everything is possible. I'd love for you to join me on Grow Your Soul Radio with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli.
tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm going to dive right back in. We were talking about hope before we left for break. And one of the questions that I get asked a lot, and this is from, I feel from the minister connection is, do I just sit idly and sit in hope? So hope for me is... it's that expectation. It's that desire for a certain thing. It's, but what I like to do is I like to put works behind that hope. In scripture, in the book of James, it says that about faith, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. And hope for me is about having those works behind it. So what it helps me to do is it helps with my thought process. It helps with my imagination. It helps with my daily actions. And what I do is I think about those, you know, those expectations. I think about what my desires are. When I started this journey into ministry, it was, that was a big desire. And when you, I don't know if you can take a second here and feel this for a minute, but when you have a desire for something, it's almost, you feel that hope, you feel that, you know, you like, gosh, like it's, you know, I want that to be my reality. I want to feel this. I want to have this. So those, it's bringing it biblically for a second. If you read Psalm 37:4, for a moment, it says, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. So what I like to do is I like to, tie this all together where to go back to that biblical foundation, that the fact that the Bible shows that it's about a trust. It's about a confidence that it's going to happen. It's about a clear understanding that the desires of your heart, that they will happen. What I have done and what has happened in the past is I become wishy-washy. So I have this, you know, this desire in my heart and I don't act on it, or I don't really think about it much. You know, I let doubt creep in. I don't put my focus on it. I put more of my focus on, well, this could never work out. I don't know how this could happen. I don't know how this, you know, and this, and I can just take you back to my journey with school, is that a lot of that started to creep in. I made a decision though I wanted so badly to go back to school and become a minister, is that whenever doubt creeped in, I pushed it aside. And so, and there was a lot of praying. There was, you know, I took strength and I took energy from the words that God gave me about hope, and knowing, right, that I have this desire in my heart and I will get it. Like, I will get it. But a lot of times, you know, people ask me, well, do you just sit idly by? And the answer is no. I put action behind that. So I want to, let's talk about this in every day, right? So this is what I do. And we talked about this a few shows back, and I encourage you to go back and listen to it. It was about having a breakthrough. And what's so interesting, and maybe you can start to see the theme of it really is the theme of life. Everything is so intertwined. We're so connected, right? We're all connected. And so one of the everyday actions that I do, and we talked about it in the show with the breakthrough, is vision. Is I write my vision. I write down, you know, when I had this desire about becoming a minister, and I just hoped on it. That, you know, I believed that this desire of my heart, that God would help me make it happen. And so I wrote down my vision. I wrote down what it looked like. I wrote down the schools that I wanted to go to. I wrote down what my day would look like being a minister. I started writing down what the ministry would look like. What would I call the ministry? And it doesn't mean that's, you know, once you write it, that it never can change. This is about having a vision, putting that desire in your heart and putting action behind it, putting those works behind it. So what does, you know, what does that desire look like for you? And I even would put down, you know, I would get very detailed. So whether or not you're working from home, you're traveling, you're speaking to audiences. So for me, I had pages of what this vision looked like. And then I take it even a step further, is that I like to break it up into categories. So I break it up into sections of my life. So my career, my children, right, which would be my parenting, my relationships, my health. So writing those visions of what that looks like and how do I want it to be? And then, right, the hope comes in. The hope is that it's going to happen, that it's going to happen. And so having that vision is keeping it alive. Having that vision is that's going to help you, right? When let's go back to the example of just, you know, I hope I get that job. So right there is there's a lot of doubt, but just think for a moment, if you wrote down your vision for that job, right? You interviewed for a job, you know what it looks like on paper. So take that and write down all the details of your day going to that job. You know, I wake up, I put on this suit, I get in my car, I'm going to take this route to work, I'm going to meet these people today. I'm going to get this much as my salary. I'm going to get this much as my vacation. Start designing it. That vision is about you designing, about you co-creating. We create with our creator. We have that ability. And again, there's a lot to it, but in a good way. It's just, I could do a whole show on creation. I'm giving you just little bits and pieces now about how to co-create with God, how to have to ignite hope, to really what hope looks like. You know, we've done in the English language, we've done a disservice in a way to meanings that we've put behind words, and that's come from experiences through time. And going back to what it really means to have, to know that hope is a very strong word. Hope is confidence. You know, it's a very strong word. So having that vision behind it activates that. Having that vision behind it gives it life. And then what'll happen too is that when that doubt creeps in, right? If doubt creeps in, you have that vision to look at it. That's one of my tools that I do. There are moments where doubt creeps in. And so I just go back to my vision and I read that vision, or I'll read a, a piece of that vision. And then what I do is I'll state the vision. And also too, what I like to do is I like to, right? I mentioned this before, is that I have that scripture ready on hand. So for my vision, I'll quote Jeremiah 29:11, where I know God has good plans for me. He's got a good plan for me, a plan to prosper and not to harm me. And what I'll do is I'll read that over and over again, and doubt passes away. So those visions are so important. That's part of your co-creation. I mean, think about, you know, small children when they draw, right? When their drawings tell a story, and they tell a story about how they want to see things and how they want to see it. Doesn't necessarily always mean what happens, it means that too. However, it's igniting that imagination to bring that desire to your heart and to have it live there and to have it be real. So vision is so important. It's so important. And as I mentioned, break it down into categories, because I know when I started this process, when I started to do, you know, what my life would look like. And, you know, I think back now, when I didn't have this tool, life just happened and I reacted to a lot of things. I was in a very reaction-oriented state. And what I'm so grateful for is that, you know, God works all things out for my good. And we talked about that last week, is that, you know, I would make these choices that I don't know if they were the best for me, but then what would happen is God would come in and rearrange things based on what choices I made when they were kind of moving away from God, and what choices others made on my life that impacted me. So what I've learned is I wanted to speed up the process a bit. I wanted to speed up the creation process. And this is one of the ways that I've used, that I've learned about, that I've put into my life about the creation process. So we're going to take a quick short break, because when we get back, I want to talk about, you know, once you have this vision, it's about action, right? So again, too, I just want to go back to, this isn't about idly sitting by. This is about taking action, about taking ownership, about taking responsibility, about being a co-creator with God into the desires of for the desires of your heart. So let's take a quick short break, and when we get back, we'll dive into action steps. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at maryjanemack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. So when we left for break, we talked about our vision, and now let's dive into action steps. So then what I do is I take that the visions that I have, and I start to write down two or three action steps. If you want more detail, if you just hop over either onto my website, jenniferzellup.com, or if you hop onto YouTube, Thrive by Jen, you can look at the breakthrough show, and that breakthrough show takes you down to creating those action steps, implementing them, and just gives you a little bit more detail. But for the action steps, what I do is I just take two or three based on each vision, and I start doing them. So to give you an example for me, for the ministry, you know, my first step was school. So I just started to research schools and just what fit best, what, you know, getting to know different schools. So that's just an example of something, of taking my vision and moving it to an action step. Same thing for parenting. I'll readjust, you know, my kids are growing, and every 6 months or so, it just seems like they're in a different phase. They're in a different stage. And so I'll readjust, you know, my parenting vision, and then I'll write down two or three action steps just to bring that vision into existence. The other thing that I like to do is I like to write down and think about my successes and my strengths. So writing down, you know, sometimes for me personally, I would get bogged down into, well, I can't do that. Or that's, you know, that it's, you know, that'll never be me. And so what I can do is when I look back at the successes that I've had, the struggles I've gone through, the struggles that I came through, and my strengths that developed in those struggles, then I can look back at those, you know? And so again, when doubt comes up, I just look at, I'm like, no, you know what? I have this strength. I know, that I can do this. So this is just, you know, for me, I attribute it to biblically. And I say that that's, you know, the devil coming through to kind of hold me back, hold me down. For me, it just becomes more, I think I become more determined when I change the word doubt into, you know, this darker image of where I'm like, no, you know what? I'm not going to be kept down. I have desires on my heart. I'm going to go after these. I'm going to, you know, put action to my vision. And these are my strengths that are going to help me get through this. And so write those down. It's not boasting. It's not bragging. It's acknowledging what you can do. It's acknowledging what, you know, that what's inside of you, what you've developed into, what you've grown into. And so you are much stronger than you could ever know, you know, which is beautiful. I listened to, you know, one of the great gifts that I've received in, you know, I'm coaching now for 25 years is that I've been exposed to thousands and thousands and thousands of clients who, you know, they're so strong and they don't see their strengths. You know, I have women now who are going through really, really, you know, these trials and tribulations in their life, and they're so strong. They're growing through it. It doesn't mean we don't cry. It doesn't mean we don't, you know, take that step back and be like, oh, this is hard. But we overcome it, right? We get through it. And so for me, I lean on God. You know, I ask God to give me strength. I ask Him to, you know, right? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I quote biblical scripture. That's one of my tools. Back in the breakthrough, we talked about those I am statements. So I am strong. I am courageous. I am bold. And then when I have my vision, I turn my vision into I am statements. So I am a minister. I am a great mom, you know? And again, too, this is bringing this to life. This is putting that energy behind, right? Putting that action to that hope, right? So see how this all comes together, how it all feeds each other. I hope too, you can just take a step back and see where when that doubt comes in, when that negativity comes in, it drags us down, right? It starts to bring us back. It starts to take away that strength behind that word hope. So have those tools at hand for you. So have that vision, right? We talked about vision. We talked about having those action steps. Those action steps, I put in my weekly calendar. So those action steps for me, it's the vision, the action steps, that's a working document. It's alive. It has life. It's not one of these things that I put aside and never look at again. Those action steps are constant. It's interesting, just to give you again an everyday example, is that for the ministry now, we're it's a big company, and so I'm building the business plan for it, and I'm on my umpteenth revision. It's cool. I have a friend of mine that had said, you know, there's such a on your 10th revision is when things start to fall into place, and he's right. But what had happened was, is that my vision, right, was to create this business plan. And then that turned into action steps. And each week I'm giving it out to people to review. And then the action step is to take those comments and work them into the document. Then the next week, the action plan is to give it to somebody else to review. So it's a constant, it's alive. It's constantly moving. And that's what I want to share with you is that, you know, make your visions and then take those action steps. And every week, just a little bit, chop away, chop away, chop away. And then next thing you know, everything starts to become that reality. I like to embrace my difficult circumstances. So when something comes up, for me, you know, again, just relying on God and scripture is that blessed, is the man who finds joy in even hard times, right? So I'm constantly looking for the joy in a situation. And it doesn't mean that there's not sadness. You know, it was interesting. Somebody said to me, they were disappointed that I wasn't sadder about a situation. And what's so interesting about that is that we need to, you know, when we're in our vision, when we're co-creating, we start to learn and understand that we will not be deterred by outside factors, right? Our environment is going to be constantly throwing things at us. And that's the other thing that a vision does. And those action steps, they keep you on the path. They keep you going. They keep you from being deterred along the way. So it's, you know, when you're focused on what other people are saying, when you're focused about what other people are doing, when you're focused on how other people are perceiving what you do, you are off your path. You are getting off your path. It just doesn't, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's one thing to surround yourself by like-minded people who, you know, are celebrating with you and, you know, are a great sounding board for going back and forth. You know, you're saying to them, this is my vision. These are some of the action steps that I thought about. Can you think of any action steps? Same thing, like I'm working on this business plan. I've given it to people who I admire and respect and am so grateful for their input and their opinions that I can bring that in, right? It's just kind of seeing it through different eyes and including their changes into my document. But never, you know, did they say, this is, you know, this idea is silly. This idea is not going to work. That you're crazy for doing this. When you're starting to hear things like that, you need to separate from that negativity. And we talked about that last week. You need to move that negativity out because we should be focused from coming from a loving place, right? God is love. And so when we have that love in our heart, when we're coming from that place where, you know, we talked about perspective last week and that person can be, you know, look at it from my perspective and say like, wow, Jen is really passionate about this. Jen really wants to do this. And so it starts to, they can see that this is important. And so then they're going to help me. They're not going to stop me. So again, going back to embracing difficult circumstances is that the obstacles that come up, I just, you know, I embrace them. They don't stop me. I'm like, okay, I like to look for, sometimes I like to look for the lesson in it. Sometimes I like to ask myself, well, if this is, you know, if I'm getting so many no's, maybe this is the wrong person, or maybe I need to take a different route, or maybe I need to look somewhere else. I just, you know, it's just about asking questions, you know, just when I hit obstacles, it's about waking me up and just being like, okay, this is, you know, how can I look at this differently? Maybe, you know, show me a different way, but it's not stopping me. So when those difficult circumstances come up, I'm like, let's do it, bring it on. Because in that, right. And I want to talk more about this when we get back from break, but oh my gosh, in those difficult circumstances, you know, that has been God's best refinement on me. That is how he's changed my character, how he's changed me and built me. So we'll talk more about that when we get back from break, because that I love, you know, difficult circumstances, they're okay. They're okay. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. Life is full of challenges and surprises. Your guidance is to move with the current, for it is in resisting the flow that creates problems. Ask your angels to help you open up your mind and heart to new ideas and fresh options. When you accept the possibility that there are other ways, previously unseen doorways will be open to you and you will move easily through change. There is a solution to every problem, so look at things with eyes of love and expectation. Then your life force will flow freely through you. You will feel healthy and alive and will be able to access the necessary resources and wisdom within yourself to help you through change. I'd love to take this journey with you. Visit my website, enlightened-path.com, so we can explore all that is possible.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Beyond Symptom Management into True Wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. So before break, we were talking about obstacles, right? Challenging times. I say bring it on, because in those times, God has built my character, right? He's tested me. My faith has grown. My patience has grown. I've become a completely different person. And in a quick amount of time. So don't, you know, change your perspective on those obstacles. They're there and looking at them from a different perspective can totally change the outcome of your reality. What's another thing that I do? I make a choice to trust. For me, it's God. You know, I just make that choice. I trust whatever happens. I know I co-create with him. So there are times when things don't go as I planned, and I take responsibility. I look at what I've done. I look at how I was co-creating. Did I have my visions? Was I taking action? That was big for me. I loved, you know, I so appreciate taking responsibility. It's enabled big changes to come into my life. Pray, you know, that's something that I do. I pray a lot. But pray, talk about, you know, give thanks, give praise, give glory, talk about, your desires, talk about your vision. This leads me right into, I communicate with God. I read my vision to God. You know, I sit there and I'm like, this is what my ministry looks like. And I do always, for me, it's important. I always say, your will be done. That's big for me, because he has way better things planned for me than I ever could imagine. But I like to be in communication I like to, show that this is a strong desire. This is what I'm working on. This is every day. And again, too, those action steps, I'm showing works behind it. I'm taking little action steps. And then as I'm taking those action steps, I ask for help. I ask for, when I'm making a phone call, let your will be done, God, but let this work out. Let this work out for the ministry. If I'm, same thing with the business plan. I'm like, let your will be done, but work this out for me. Make this easy. Point me to the right person. Close the doors that need to be closed. Open the doors that need to be opened. So there's constant communication, right? It's that constant co-creating. This has been, it's such a, gosh, it's like literally having the best person in the world standing next to you, helping you get what you desire. So be in that constant communication of talking. I talk to God I give him the respect that he deserves but Jesus called me a friend, and so I openly communicate with him and share with what's going on, share with, how I could do things differently, share with how I'm not making good choices or that I am making good choices, or maybe I should do things differently. So there's that constant communication. Read God's promises. We talked about Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, right? Declares the Lord, plans for you to prosper, not to harm you. So to give you a future and hope. So that's in my toolbox. When those little moments of doubt creep in, and not even, I'll read scripture, a lot during the day where I have, I'll pick three or four at a time where I just have them constant. I write it down in a book, and I'll just read it. I'll do that for a week straight. So just that constant goodness that keeps me moving forward, right? Hope, vision, action steps. It's co-creating. It's doing that co-creating. Don't give up. Don't give up. I can take a whole show and share with you, we talk about environment a lot, and what's different for me now as an adult is that I tend to surround myself and put myself in environments that feed me, that celebrate with me, that are more positive for me, that are good for me. When I was younger, right, my environment was my environment. I grew up in a very tumultuous home. It was an abusive home. It was hard. It shaped me in ways that it gave me patterns and beliefs that I had to undo, that I had to believe other things. I mean, it's what I'm sharing with you here today is that my belief is that hope is a confident, strong word. My belief is that God gave me, right? God has given me a future and a hope. My belief is that when I go through a trying circumstance, that I am being refined, that he's changing my character for the better. I believe that I come from a place of love. And having that, not giving up is, you're going to hit obstacles. You're going to face challenges. You're going to hear no's. You're going to hear yeses. You're going to make choices that aren't the best choices. But my belief is, right, that it's all working out for our good. That's all part of a bigger plan, that we're all connected. And so on my end, what I do is I want to do my part. So writing down the visions, writing down the action steps, doing a little bit every day, coming from a place of love, having positive words, those are all things that help feed and build this muscle. So don't give up. Don't give up. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear that you're doing your visions, you're taking action, all the wonderful things that we talked about today. If you'd like to reach out to me, please feel free. Many of you email me all the time. It's jenniferzelop@yahoo.com. You can reach me also at jenniferzelop.com. Reach me on Facebook as Jen Zelop. I love to hear from everybody. We go back and forth with some conversations that are just great. You know, I hear your input. I hear what your goals are. I hear what your desires of your heart are, which lights me up, which I love so much. So I hope you've had a great weekend, a great past week. I hope you have a great week coming, and I look forward to next Monday. And you've been listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit jenniferzelop.com.